calling for something known as a con-con, or more properly, an Article 5 constitutional convention. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Radio and TV hosts such as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity have been talking about this for some time. An Article 5 constitutional convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution. New amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget and would require responsiveness to the people. But is an Article 5 con-con really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists to be very wary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention, to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, it's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 constitutional convention sure is exciting, but is it also dangerous? Well, it certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, it's a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 constitutional convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
The current declaration of martial law and coup in Thailand, while significantly impacting tourism, has been met by expats and in-country tourists with a what-coup attitude. While internal political changes must be made before the upcoming elections, the curfew is now largely ignored in tourist areas. Translation? Great hotels and cheap flights at unheard-of savings. Veterans, VA lost your paperwork again? Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com for life-saving treatments and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices. And a really cool vacation afterwards. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years, and Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Really Happen radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Dan the Man is now sitting in the control room, managing the Truth Warp Drive and ready to answer your calls when you call on in. Now, I'm going to have to skip on back to immigration here because Obama has finished his speech at the Rose Garden. And he has basically come out declaring himself Caesar and talking about bypassing Congress to fix immigration. Now, what he said in this speech is that he is going to shift resources away from deporting the illegal immigrants already inside the United States and send the resources to the border to try and stop the latest surge attempting to cross. Well, if you'd been enforcing the border all along like you're supposed to, we wouldn't be in this mess. And by the way, you know that big impenetrable concrete barrier that stretches all along the border of Israel? You paid for that. U.S. tax money went to Israel to build this gigantic barrier between Israel and Palestine. Would that money not have been better spent building a better wall along the Mexican border? Because what they've already built there now at taxpayer expense is a joke. They have lengths of fences that just stop in the middle of the desert and people just walk around. It's an absolute joke. And then Obama ended up saying that if Congress will not do their job, we can do ours. Now, he's basically conceding that he does not have the support in Congress to push through this amnesty program that he wants. But he's threatening to basically declare it into existence by imperial edict. And this gets right to the heart of that whole stink with Boehner over the fact that Obama is exceeding his authority as president. Because under the Constitution, Congress makes the law, supposedly representing we the people, actually representing the money junkies. The president's job is to carry out the will of the Congress. That's why it's called the executive branch. And the function of the presidential executive order is to direct the federal government to implement the laws passed by Congress. The presidential executive order does not allow the president to create or change laws on his own. Nor is a presidential executive order binding on anybody not working for the federal government. Now, I understand Boehner and his lawsuit is making a lot of headlines, but the correct remedy for this abuse of power is impeachment. And I think it's high time Congress showed some spine. And I'm not 100% in favor of impeaching Obama because that would put Biden in the Oval Office. And I don't see him as being much better. The only good news about Biden being in the Oval Office, it would guarantee Hillary would not get the Democratic nomination in 2016. All righty, let's see. Over in Bulgaria, people are still forming lines outside the banks trying to get their money out. Top officials are saying, be calm, it's going to work out. They're having bank runs over there. Now, there's a very interesting article that came out in the internationalman.com called Watch Out for the Banana Peel. And it's talking about legislation being considered by the European Union to allow the savings accounts of European Union citizens to be used to fund long-term investments to boost the economy and help plug the gap left by banks since the financial crisis, which sounds very reasonable until you realize that it's already perfectly legal for people to take their savings money out of the bank and invest in such ventures now if they want to do it. But they don't, because they're seeing the investments that have been made so far not produce returns, not boost the economy. And so the European Union's attitude is going to be, we will decide for you where your savings money is going to be invested. And that right there is a good reason for everybody in the European Union to pull their savings out right now, put it into physical silver and gold. Because we've reached the point where the money junkies have rationalized to themselves that it's really all their money anyway, and that they should have the authority to go in and direct everybody's economy for the greater good, meaning their own personal good. Over at the IMF, Christine Lagarde is advocating taking pensions and extending maturities of government debt to prevent a default. In other words, they're going to say, well, this debt was supposed to be repaid in 10 years. We're going to extend it to 20 years, and we're going to have to dip into the pension funds to keep the payments going. That's what they're saying here. The looting of the people of planet Earth by the money junkies has begun, and they're trying to find some way to make you think it's all legal and right, and it's all going to work out in the end. Meanwhile, an interesting story over at Russia Today pointing out how as protests against austerity sweep across Europe, and they had bad ones in Greece over the weekend, European politicians are trying to put the blame on certain minority groups, saying, oh, they're the ones who caused the economic crisis, not the bankers. The bankers would never create an economic crisis, even though they seem to make trillions of dollars every time one happens. They're already looking for scapegoats everywhere. Now, the European Union is also looking at something called the Solidarity Clause. This is a legal framework for the European Union to direct the police and National Guard and militias of the individual European Union nations to deal with growing public outcry over austerity. So they're already setting up a command and control structure where Brussels will use the police force inside these nations to put down protests by the citizens of those nations. It's another example of the erosion of the national sovereignty of the member states of the European Union. Just like here in the United States of America, the sovereignty and authority of the states has been worn down over time with all that power and authority transferred to Sodom on the Potomac. I'm sorry, Washington, D.C. Now, over in Detroit, which is dealing with water shutoffs and all these other issues, the emergency manager has offered Detroit retirees a deal. As you're probably already aware, the bankruptcy deal that they're putting together requires the city's retirees to return pension money that they received between 2003 and 2013. 20% of everything they got, they have to give back. And they're very generously saying that if the retirees will make a single payment now, they'll get a discount. Well, if those retirees could make that single payment now, the city wouldn't be in the trouble that it's in. Basically, what they're trying to do is go back on the promises they made to their workers and say, it's all those retirees' fault. No, it isn't. The reason the retirement funds are destroyed goes back to 2008 and the mortgage-backed security fraud. And Wall Street's crooked rating agencies all rated those mortgage offerings AAA, which made it legal under U.S. law for pension funds to invest in them. Because pension funds, because you're dealing with the older population who don't have the time and luxury of starting all over to build their lives up again. Pension funds, by law, can only invest in AAA securities. Wall Street rating agencies, except for Egan Jones, said these mortgage bundles are AAA. The pension funds bought into them, the fraud collapsed, and the pensions were defunded, and nobody wants to stand up and point the finger of blame where it truly belongs. Oh, it's those pensioners. They had unreal expectations. We never should have promised, you know, all this stuff to them. They're blaming everybody except the guilty parties, the Wall Street money junkies and the federal government that just basically sold the nation out to greed. Story over at the Daily Sheeple. Civil unrest is rising everywhere. This will not end pretty. That's the direct quote. And it is. It's happening all across the globe. And it seems like in their rush to create a global financial dictatorship, the money junkies have created a climate leading to a global revolution against the private central banks and those politicians who hoard themselves to the money junkies. We're coming up on a commercial break here. When we come back, sort of a follow-on to the Wonga fake legal letter scandal. It's apparently far more widespread than anybody had originally thought. We'll be right back.
USA.org introduces three brand new detox formulations of microplant powders. Brain Fuel for depression, bipolar disorders, and stress. Total Care, anti-cancer agent that cleans the liver and organs and increases memory. Rejuvenate, invigorates and heals the body, mind, and spirit. These products are your alternative to pharmaceuticals. Call 888-910-4367 and like us on Facebook. We ship worldwide. Only at HempUSA.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks, then they tell us. Banks are too big to fail when the banksters all need to be in jail.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And before we get back to the economic news, Fox News on the break here was running a story how terrorists already have stealth bombs that can be smuggled onto commercial aircraft. They're coming to get you. Isn't it amazing how they always seem to know what the terrorists have and what the terrorists are going to do, but can't actually figure out where they are so they can be arrested before it happens? Somebody somewhere inside the United States government is seriously considering a new 9/11. to scare us all back into obedience and loyalty to the war agenda. We're just seeing all this, this pre-sale, this pre-marketing, if you will. If they know the terrorists have stealth bombs, they have to know where the terrorists are. Just doesn't make any sense when you pay attention to it. All right, back to the economy. Last week we were talking about this huge scandal where Wonga, which is a payday loan company, meaning legalized loan sharking, they've been caught doing things like deliberately losing checks from their customers so they can add more interest onto the debt, keep them enslaved for a little bit longer. And they got caught creating fake letters that appeared to be from law firms threatening lawsuits, legal action and seizure, if the debts weren't paid. And I'm sure you realize these people, if we had the high paying jobs that we were all told were going to be waiting for us when we graduated college, we'd be making the payments. It's not like we're sitting there saying, I owe this company money, but I'm just not going to pay it this week because I want a new widescreen television set, which is nonsense because there's nothing on TV in America right now but propaganda and endless reruns. So apparently the student loans company has been caught out also using this same tactic. It invented a fictional firm, Smith Lawson & Company Recovery Services, that just all they do is sit and crank out letters that appear to be from a law office threatening impending legal action if these students don't make their student loan payments. And we already know there's a huge, gigantic student loan bubble out there. And that may be the next bubble to collapse, too. A lot of economists are saying it's serious out there. The bankers and Wall Street money junkies, they love bubbles. They ride them up to the top, make a huge profit, bail out, and drop the losses on everybody else who got in a little late. It's a real insider's game. That's why there's always a bubble. There's a lot of money to be made on bubbles. And all this money that's being made off these bubbles, there is nothing of any real value being returned to our society for all that wealth that's being skimmed off the top. It's just pure cream. Article over at pwashingtontimes.com, actual quote from the president. Last Friday, Obama said, quote, "By every economic measure, we are better off now than we were when I took office. You wouldn't know it, but we are," end quote. Obama is trying to claim that the nation, you and I, not the 1%, they're doing great, but you and I and everybody we know, we're doing a lot better than when he came into office back in 2009. We're just too stupid to know it. And this is hard on the heels of his comment from a couple of weeks ago that Americans are really too weak-minded to decide these issues affecting our nation. And we know the economic measures that Obama is relying on. The official U.S. government unemployment figure, which we know is a complete fiction. The soaring stock market, which we know is rigged. Now, anybody who worked in Hollywood as long as I did knew it to be true that when anybody started believing their own public relations, their own publicity, their own propaganda, they were headed for a monumental fall. And Obama is either knowingly or consciously lying to the American people about the economic conditions, or he's starting to believe his own official U.S. government propaganda and say, look, the numbers I'm getting, this is great. You're just too stupid to realize it here. Obama has apparently hurled the defy back at Boehner's potential lawsuit, saying that he will keep on taking actions on his own. Now, for a guy who claims to have been a professor of constitutional law, and apparently that too was a lie, he was a student lecturer, Obama has it wrong. As I mentioned before, under the Constitution, the president's job is to execute the will of the Congress. That's why it's called the executive branch. The executive order is the formal device by which the president executes the will of the Congress to the federal government, to his division, the executive branch. And presidential executive orders are binding only on employees of the federal government itself, not the people of the United States. Executive orders created out of the president's own imagination are invalid, null, and void. and everybody who complies with such a fancifully crafted executive order is an accessory after the fact to the abuse of power. Now, over in California, huzzah, huzzah, and I'm sure we'll see backlash from this, California's Governor Jerry Brown has signed a bill into law making alternative currencies lawful in the state of California. Now, it's kind of a null because there never was a law saying you could only use Federal Reserve notes. But it's now codified in California law, alternative currencies, whatever you and your other counterparty agree to use, is now considered lawful currency in the state of California. That includes Bitcoin. And all over the world, every private central banker is jumping up and down and screaming in unison, "You can't do that! We set up this system of private central banks to enslave the world to us, and you're getting in the way. You never let us have any fun." Down in Bolivia, McDonald's has gone broke. The Bolivian people have a cultural fascination with healthy eating, and they don't trust fast food coming out of machinery. And as a result, McDonald's has not been able to fare very well down there. Good for the Bolivians. They're probably going to be very, very healthy people here. Now, over at the United Nations, they passed a resolution to negotiate a legally binding treaty to prevent human rights abuses by transnational corporations and the world's business conglomerates. Now, abandoning the principle of democracy and majority rules, the United States and the EU, goaded by the Federal Reserve and the European Central Bank, say they will not cooperate with the Intergovernmental Working Group, which is to be established to lay down rules for this proposed treaty. And as you probably already aware, we're hearing all these stories about horrendous human rights abuses by these multinational corporations, both inside the United States and around the world. And the United Nations passed a resolution for a treaty saying we have to have a basic set of guidelines for the treatment of employees. And the European Union and the United States, supposedly the bastions of human rights, are digging in their heels, saying absolutely not. Another J.P. Morgan banker has been killed. This time it was a hit and run. Joseph Giampapa, 56-year-old in Ohio, was killed by a hit-and-run driver while he was riding a bicycle. Apparently, he was a bankruptcy and attorney and vice president for J.P. Morgan. Not getting a lot of coverage in the corporate media, but that's who the guy was here. Now, story over at Wall Street on Parade. They're talking about how all of these large Wall Street firms who are making money on these life insurance policies they take out on their employees are taking the position the public has no right to know that this is going on or any of the details or how much money J.P. Morgan made off the death of this guy. That's got to be making all these banker executives nervous as their banks get short on money. Are they going to be killed for the insurance payout? Are they going to be liquidated financially and physically? We'll be right back.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at WhatLiesInYourDebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really
happened? And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And Obama's getting ready to nominate the former CEO of Procter & Gamble to head the Veterans Affairs Bureau. And I'm not sure this is a good thing, because remember Procter & Gamble, if you remember Michelle Rosen's interview on our show, Procter & Gamble covered up the real source of the Tylenol murders to protect their corporate profitability. So it looks like we've got another master cover-up artist being brought in to try and control the emerging scandal. Speaking of cover-ups, another article over an Investment Watch blog talking about how Attorney General Eric Holder has absolutely refused to investigate or prosecute fraud on Wall Street. Now, he has justified this by saying that investigating and prosecuting Wall Street fraud would hurt the economy. That's his excuse. If we go after the crooked bankers, it's going to hurt the economy. And every financial expert says that is absolutely the reverse of what's going on. By allowing Wall Street to continue these massive frauds, it's harming our economy. It's dooming our economy. It's accelerating the pace toward the crash. But Holder absolutely will not investigate or prosecute any of these Wall Street fraudsters. And if you look at what happened at Iceland, where they threw their crooked bankers in prison, fired the government that helped them loot the people, their economy's on the way up. So the example from Iceland proves that Eric Holder is absolutely wrong when he says we can't arrest and prosecute these fraudsters on Wall Street or it'll be bad for the economy. Now, the only context in which that is true would be if Wall Street has informed the U.S. federal government that any arrest or prosecution will result in Wall Street deliberately crashing the economy, because they got away with that bluff back in 1933 when the Wall Street bankers wanted to get rid of Republican democracy and they wanted to bring about a fascist dictatorship in this country identical to the one Mussolini had in Italy at the time. And they planned a coup d'etat against Franklin Roosevelt, and they recruited to lead it Marine Corps Major General Smedley Butler, because at that time he was incredibly popular with the military men, and they figured if they had him as a figurehead, the military would go along because they admired and respected him. And Major General Smedley Butler pretended to go along with the plot, then blew the whistle to Congress. Congress did nothing about it, classified all the information. Roosevelt, when he learned of this, wanted to arrest all these bankers, and Wall Street pulled together and said, if you arrest any one of us, we'll crash the economy and blame you for it. So Wall Street, and that's the danger. When you allow too much money into too few hands, they start to think they're the government. Remember, we have that video of Alan Greenspan out there openly saying the Federal Reserve answers to no federal government agency. They are the law in their minds. Story out of governmentslaves.info. Apparently, CNN's ratings have had a new low. They are in fourth place in the 25 to 50-year-old demographic group in primetime Monday night, behind Fox News, MSNBC, and HLN. The network averaged just 99,000 viewers. I got more people than that reading this website, listening to this radio show. And CNN did it to themselves. Apparently, CNN came out celebrating the Thailand gun confiscation by the military junta over there. Oh, isn't it a great thing? They've taken all the guns away from the people. Now everything will just be hunky-dory. And, of course, CNN was out there during the recent hearings over the IRS targeting scandal. CNN was out there defending the IRS, defending the IRS commissioner, and praising him for the staunch way that he was resisting this obvious partisan attack by the GOP. And they've paid the price. Nobody likes a liar. Now, over at the University of Nevada at Las Vegas, students are expressing their dismay over a coming speech by former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. And she apparently is being paid $225,000 to give this one speech. And the students are saying the university doesn't have it. It's way too much for a person of her very thin accomplishment. And I'll be very honest, if I had to attend a speech by Hillary, I would demand she pay me. She's trying to ride her celebrity, and it's another reminder that as a former First Lady and former Secretary of State, she's out there riding the trail of celebrity and milking it for every nickel she can get. All righty, getting on back to the immigration story, some things that we didn't get to before. Interesting story over at Houston, CBS, basically saying that the immigrant mothers are saying all children need to do is get to the border and then surrender to the Border Patrol and they will be brought inside the United States of America. And apparently the Obama administration has stopped releasing the figures of how many unaccompanied minors are coming across the border. It's estimated that it's tripled since 2011. This is a deliberate policy. They're flooding the nation with these illegals to try and force through the agenda, or to create a pool of instant Democratic voters, or to further crush down wages and salaries at a time when government and the money junkies are demanding we pay them more. Meanwhile, even though supposedly these refugees are fleeing crises in their own home country, such as Honduras, Honduras has sent their consul to Arizona to assist in the paperwork of immigrants who are crossing into the United States of America. This is just Central America is taking advantage of this situation to get rid of their riffraff. And this, too, is a repeat. Remember when the United States briefly allowed immigration from Cuba so those poor Cuban people suffering under Fidel Castro could come to Florida and join the community there. And Castro immediately emptied all of his prisons onto those boats heading for Florida. Said, here, they're your problem now. All righty, we're going to take a phone call. Mike in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Mike, are you there?
I've just gotten off the phone with my congressman and my two alleged senators, which I passed along the simple message of, we have the DHS, and I keep past years hearing all the DHS, and we have the problem on the border, so either put the DHS on the border, close down the 900 foreign bases, put the troops on the border, or get the hell out of office. That's it.
What did they reply?
Well, they didn't reply, sir. I was only speaking to a recording. I have called
before. Of course. And I'm sure the recording machine supplied by the lowest bidder is going to lose your information just the way the IRS lost Lois Lerner's
Yeah, absolutely.
Emails.
There was obviously a keywords computer monitor, because as soon as my words were being heard on at least one of them, they started shutting me down by thanking me for my call.
Ah, okay. Yeah, it's... I'm sure they're getting flooded by calls right now. I actually feel sorry for those people working in the offices of the White House and the members of Congress, because, you know, they're hired to be there to deflect the brunt of the fury. They're set up to be the wall between the elected representatives and the people. And that can't be a very pleasant job right now.
Yeah, well, we sent that. I have invited all of them to either do something or get the hell out of office. So we'll see what happens. I'm sure nothing will happen.
Yeah, they're going to do nothing, and they're going to stay in office. I mean, approval of Congress right now is 7% among the American people, according to the latest polls. But thanks to the miracle of electronic voting machines, I'm sure most of them are going to hang on to their jobs this November.
I think you're computingly correct.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. Again, up in Detroit, they have started turning off the water to those residents of Detroit unable to pay their water bill. The citizens of Detroit are trying to recycle waste water. Cannot even begin to tell you the potential for a healthcare catastrophe that's going to be. There could be water riots by this weekend. And again, that would play right into the U.S. government's agenda of, oh, there's rioting, there's unrest, we have to declare martial law and so forth and so on. Story out of Washington Times. Apparently, a group of 50 hospital workers for the Veterans Affairs Administration are claiming they were retaliated against for blowing the whistle on abusive treatment of patients they saw there. And they talk specifically about this one case. Valerie Riviello, a nurse at the Veterans Affairs Facility in New York, saw the clinic tie a sexual assault survivor to the bed for 7 hours to calm her down. And she said, this is not the perpetrator, this is a victim. And she released the woman, and she was immediately transferred to a desk job. As I mentioned, Obama just nominated the former Procter & Gamble chief to the lead the Veterans Administration. And that is not a confidence builder, given Procter & Gamble's prior reputation coming out of the Tylenol murders. Judicial Watch is back out there in the news saying that the IRS has misled the courts. They are in real trouble. They have made actionable deceptions that could lead to further prosecution. It's getting very, very intense over there. All right, we got to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Ladies, with a U.S. divorce rate near 30% in this job market, looks matter. Breast enhancement or reduction, a tummy tuck, or a little lipo can work wonders on you and your confidence. With hospital rates at fractions of U.S. prices, and thanks to the recent Thai coup, unheard of low airfare and jaw-dropping deals on luxury hotel rooms. Provide a little info. Get a quote. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
The hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Why does a U.S. orthodontist make more than some CEOs? You get that dental bill and you'll know. Implants, partial or full bridge, the kids need braces? Fractions of U.S. prices. Balloon angioplasty for heart patients in the U.S. is $50,000. Thailand, under $7,000. Heart bypass, joint and hip replacement, cancer, many procedures under the price of your Obamacare deductible and copay. Don't risk bankruptcy.
Well, there's drugs to get you up and there's drugs to help you get down. There's drugs you get from a doctor and there's drugs you get downtown. There's drugs that help your hearing, even drugs that help your sight. And there's drugs that help you think that every little thing is gonna be alright. Smoke and steam and even shots, pills, capsules, little drops.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, as you're probably already aware, recently, the Obama administration was finally forced to make public, I mean, there were some redactions in it, their 2010 memo explaining why it was perfectly legal and constitutional for President Obama to kill American citizens with drone strikes, without a trial, without a jury, without due process. Their rationale being that, well, due process doesn't mean judicial process. Due process is whatever we say it is at the time. And considering how long, you know, they fought the release of the document, it was obvious something wasn't right. And so careful analysis of the memo shows it to be just kind of this slapdash concoction, much of it based on obscure interpretations of British and Israeli law to try and say, yes, the president should have this authority. And it was a very thin foundation. So what President Obama seems to have forgotten is very simple. This is not Great Britain. We fought a war back in 1776 not to be Great Britain. This is not Israel, not yet at any rate. This is a republic with democratically elected leaders that are supposed to comply with a constitution. And a reminder, neither Great Britain nor Israel have a constitution. Now, while maritime law follows the principle of jus gentium, where the laws of nations apply equally on the oceans, the laws of the sovereign territory do not. If slavery is legal in one country, that does not compel any other nation to legalize slavery within their own borders. That's what being a sovereign state means. We'll go our own way. So whatever Great Britain and Israel may do is not a valid legal precedent for actions undertaken by the United States government. That this memo tried to use the laws of foreign nations in its justification for drone assassinations of American citizens sends a clear message that no such legal justification could be found under United States law. And I rest assured the White House staff bent every effort to find one. So the drone strikes are illegal, unconstitutional, and clearly immoral. Everybody involved in that drone program, from Obama down through the chain of command to the operators clutching those remote-controlled joysticks in their grubby little hands, is guilty of premeditated first-degree homicide. And the fact that multiple parties are involved in these drone strikes adds a charge of conspiracy to commit premeditated first-degree homicide. Legally, there is no difference between Obama ordering a drone strike on an American and a mafia boss ordering his competition to be rubbed out. Both are cold-blooded murders committed by organized crime operations. All righty, moving right along here. More and more concern being raised about the militarized police departments in this country, along with their use of SSRIs and their training by these Israeli forces. Top NSA officials are now openly admitting, this is over an Investment Watch blog, the U.S. has turned into a new Stasi Germany or a new Soviet Union. We are, in fact, a dictatorship. Congress is looking at a new cybersecurity bill. It's being sold to you as reining the NSA in point of fact, when you read the fine print, it gives the NSA even more data from your private lives. It creates a glaring loophole in the existing privacy laws. Down in Peru, it's even getting more extreme. They just passed a law which effectively gives a license to kill environmental protesters. The law exempts soldiers and the police from any criminal responsibility if injuries or deaths result from confronting environmental protesters. It's open season on those guys down there. We're seeing the same thing here, where they're now saying undercover animal treatment videos are now illegal. They're banning the publication of fracking chemical data. They don't want you to know that stuff, and they're criminalizing the public's right to know on all of these things. Another story out of ex-Republic TV reminding us all that 14 of the 22 recent potential terror plots involved FBI informants setting up some patsy. Other studies I've seen seem to indicate it's much higher, closer to 100% of these. By the way, since last Friday in Chicago, there have been 27 shootings. You know, Chicago, the city with the model gun control laws that are out there. Over at opposingviews.com, they've got an article how a leaked Democratic policy document explains how to use tragedies to push for gun control. Anytime anybody gets shot, you get out there and scream for gun control. And if there isn't a real gun violence incident to use, then, well, just, we'll have the FBI make one. By the way, up in New York, they had another gun buyback program, huge taxpayer expense going on. We're going to get the guns off the street. And apparently, after all the money that they spent, they got just 30 firearms, some of which were just broken BB guns. And they bought those so they could boost the numbers and say, we got this many guns off the street. Everybody understands what's coming. They understand what's going to happen once the government gets the guns. They're going to come for your silver and your gold, and they're going to come for your sons and daughters for more of these wars of conquest. Now, on the lighter side, there was this wonderful little video called Why a Lot of What You See on Social Media is a Lie. It looks like it's a student film. And it's very short, and it's kind of a funny little vignette of somebody who's going through his life and dealing with his problems and trying to put the best possible face on it on his social media page. And it's an entertaining and funny little clip, but it underscores something I've been saying about the NSA, IRS, police, fusion centers, FBI, data mining our social media. It is not a reliable source of raw intelligence, and it never was. Everybody lies on MySpace and Facebook, especially if they're single trying to get a date. Huge waste of taxpayer money, constitutional violation, and it's not going to produce anything useful at all. Story out of naturalnews.com, the Pennsylvania Health Department employees have been ordered to hide fracking information from the public. Absolutely not allowed to talk about it with the taxpayers who basically pay the bills at the Pennsylvania Health Department. And they're being told to hide the fracking chemicals composition from the public. Now, this is coming hard on the heels of another scandal where it turns out for all the toxic waste that's being pumped down into the ground, all the controversy over methane destroying fish in streams and ponds and lakes, they're not actually going to get the oil and gas they thought they were going to. Out in California, they had to revise downward the expected return from fracking by over 90%. Nationwide, it's already down 30% and heading down. It's all downside, no upside, but we're not going to talk about that here in the United States of America because, you know, that free speech thing, yeah, that's it's a quaint antique, but we don't believe in that anymore in the government here. British Petroleum is going back to court and is willing to take this all the way to the Supreme Court. They're now claiming that the damages they paid out in the wake of the Deepwater Horizon disaster in the Gulf of Mexico, the damages were overinflated. They paid too much money. They're now demanding the return of all the money that they handed out in damages from the Deepwater Horizon disaster. And BP is basically saying there is a revised policy for calculating losses that was approved by the court last May, and now they're using that court's decision that the damages weren't all that great to try and get the money returned to them. BP is also trying to claim that businesses have to document direct financial harm from the spill to get any money at all. So far, a district court and an appeals court have ruled that under the settlement BP agreed to, proof of direct harm isn't needed. BP says they're going to take this to the Supreme Court. All righty, let's see. Michigan, the state of Michigan, has awarded a $90 million deal to the Canadian company that built healthcare.gov. The company didn't even send in the lowest bid. The governor's office is saying they're just providing best value for money, meaning they came up with the most hookers and scotch and kickbacks in the scheme. It's just insane. All right, there's the music. Our show is over for today. I got to go on out and get some work done on some projects around here. We will be back tomorrow on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay informed. Share what you know with who you know. Now is the time to really start getting angry because it looks like the other side has hit the panic button on trying to destroy America and replace it with something very dark and very ugly. Visit republicbroadcasting.org. Hit that donate button. I can't tell you how important it is that you all help us stay on the air. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.